Heavenly Father, we come in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ this morning. We acknowledge you as the source of every good and perfect gift. I ask that you prepare me, your humble servant, to deliver your word and only your word to your people. Cultivate the hearts and the minds of your people to receive your word, which is life to our souls. Allow that word to take root in our hearts, flourish and grow, that we can share it with others along the way. By doing this, we will ultimately bring glory and honor to your holy name. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Woo! After hearing that marvelous song by Sister Carolyn, "My Soul is Anchored in the Lord," I then think back on last week's message by Pastor Savage. He preached about God's love. There's no love greater than God's love. For he proved his love when he allowed his only begotten son to hang bleeding down on Calvary's cross. Yes, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Then I think back to Pastor Carol when she preached about trusting God. The only way your soul can be anchored is to trust God. The only way, knowing that God loves us and we can trust him in everything. And everything that we do and everywhere that we go, we can trust him because he never leaves nor forsakes us. My soul is anchored in the Lord. He keeps us from drowning. He protects us in the storm. Therefore, I can truly say all is well with my soul. And on that note, I'm going to just title this week's message, "All Is Well," because I'm trusting God, because I know he loves me. Therefore, I can anchor my soul in the Lord. We can't count on nothing else. We can't count on this world system, but we can count on God. Oh, I'm anchored in the Lord. And I like to use a scripture today to come out of Matthew 11, 28 through 30, a very familiar scripture to some. But if you don't know it, take your time to read that entire 11th chapter of Matthew. And Jesus said to us, he said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." People, that's an open invitation from Jesus to come to him. It's open to all who would receive him. It's open to all who would trust in him. It's open to all who would believe in him. It's an open invitation. Won't you accept the invitation? And then I'd like to just read for you from Psalms 56 and 8. It gives us assurance that we can rest in God. We can rest in him because his word says that he keeps track of all of our sorrows. And he even collects all of our tears in a bottle. And he has them recorded in his book. He has them recorded, people. Every tear that you shed, every tear that you shed, he knows about it. All the pains that you endure, he knows about it. You guys remember the Egyptian slave, the one who Hagar made as a surrogate mother to give her a son because she couldn't wait on God. Well, from Hagar, we learned this fact, that when she fled to the desert and she saw God for herself, she called him God. But she didn't just call him God. She called him El Roi, which means God who sees. So, people, don't fret. Don't worry, because God sees all. He knows all and he hears all. But most of all, he cares for all, and he'll give you rest. When you're going through the storms, he'll protect you. Oh, this same all-seeing God, he created the heavens and the earth. He's big and powerful. He's powerful enough to handle our pain if we'll just give it to him. And in 2 Peter 5 and 7, it says, "Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you." So, people, if you got cares of this world, cast them upon him. You don't have to hold on to him. You can't handle it, but I know that he can handle it because he's brought me out of some situations in the past, and I'm expecting him to bring me out of some that I'm dealing with now. So cast your cares upon God because he cares for you. This psalm was written by King David. I take it as a warning for us not to let our limited power override our trust in our limitless God. God has no limits. Everything. He can do anything and everything but fail. Hallelujah. There is nothing that God cannot do. There's nothing that he cannot handle. What we're trying to handle, what we're trying to figure it out, he's already figured it out. So trust and rest in him. Well, one Saturday while I was bathing, I was lying there, and I was overtaken by these words, all is well. You may say, Sister Diane, what do you mean all is well? Look at our world. Look at our nation, the things that are going on, the pandemic, the power outages, the floods, the racism and social and racial injustice. Some might say all is not well. But people, we have to remember that we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. So we have to walk in faith, trusting and believing God's word. And God's word holds many promises. But one thing I know, God is faithful. And he is true. He was faithful to our parents and our foreparents, and he'll be faithful to you if you'll allow him. Yes, I look at things, and I know that things are not all peaches and cream in our lives or even in our world, but all is well with my soul. All is not well in my home, but all is well with my soul because I'm trusting in God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 admonishes us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but to lean and trust in God. Lean not to our understanding, but to trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in God. Don't trust in man because man will fail you. Man will turn his back on you. Man has good intentions sometimes, but man will fail you. So trust in God. Trust in God because he will not fail you. He will not fail you. He said he would not leave nor forsake you. He said that he would be with you even until the ends of time. So trust in God. All is not well on my job. I don't know about your job, but all is not well on my job. All is well with my soul because God is Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. That job that I have, that job that you have, it's just a resource. But God is our true provider. He provided us with salvation by sacrificing his son on Calvary's cross. He provided us and redeemed us back to him by sacrificing his son. So remember who your provider is. His name is Jehovah Jireh, and he will provide for you. He will make ways when you don't see a way. He is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. And in him, as I said before, there is no failure. Hallelujah. All is not well with my children. I don't know about your children, but all is not well. But all I can say is all is well with my soul because I'm casting them on God. I'm casting my every care upon him. Oh, because I know whatever concerns me concerns him. So if you have some concerns, cast them on him because he cares. He cares for you. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that you care for me. All is not well within our government, but all is well with my soul because God is still in control. He's sovereign and he reigns. Oh, it may seem like Satan has the upper hand, but God still yet reigns. Trust and believe in him because he reigns with all power in his hands. Trust and believe. All is not well with my finances. My bank account is looking a little shaky, but all is well with my soul because the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Oh, the righteous are never forsaken, nor have their seed seen begging for bread. So just remember that the Lord is your shepherd, and he shall feed you. He shall give you water when you're thirsty, bread when you're in a dry place. Remember that he is your shepherd. All is not well within our schools, but all is well with my soul. God is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He will make a way for our children to be able to learn. He will make a way for doors to be opened that have been closed. He will make a way to close doors that he don't want us to walk through any longer. So trust and believe. All is not well within our judicial system, but all is well with my soul because I know God, he is our refuge and our strength in times of trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All is well with my soul because I'm resting. I'm resting, people, in God's peace. And he gives me strength when I'm weak. Hallelujah. He feeds me when I'm hungry. He comforts me when I'm uncomfortable. Hallelujah. He comforts me, people. Hallelujah. And he'll do the same for you because he's no respecter of persons. Y'all remember Joseph? Y'all remember Joseph, the one with the colored coat, the one who was his father's favorite. He was the favorite until jealousy overtook his brothers, who threw him into a pit. His journey didn't end there. And God, some of us may feel like we're in a pit, but God didn't say the journey was over. So hold on, trust and believe. Oh, Joseph, he went from the pit to slavery, from the palace to the prison. Then he went to being commander-in-chief over Egypt under Pharaoh. But all was well with his soul because his God reigned. Hallelujah. All was not well with Dr. Martin Luther King as he fought for civil rights for all. He was imprisoned, attacked, and eventually assassinated. But all was well with his soul because his God reigned. All was not well with our grandparents and our great-grandparents who lived during the days of Jim Crow laws. Hallelujah. This was that period where legalized racial segregation. It was legal then. It's illegal now, but it's still happening, people. But all was well with their souls because their God reigns. And if you don't take nothing else from this message, just remember, I can say all is well. What about you? Why can I say it's well? Because my soul is anchored. It's anchored in the Lord. All is well in spite of what we hear, what we see, or even what we feel, because our God reigns. He reigns and he rules, and he super rules. So guard your hearts and your mind by learning to rest in the peace of God, by keeping your mind focused on him. Don't focus on what you see. Oh, because our eyes can play tricks on us. Oh, but remember that our God reigns. Our God reigns. All is well with my soul. What is your soul anchored on? Is your soul anchored on the things of this government that the government seems to be able to provide? Is your soul anchored on what your job can give you? Is your soul anchored on what your husband can do for you? No. Anchor your soul. Anchor your soul on God. If it's not anchored on God, you'll surely drift away. We don't want you to drift away. So anchor your soul in God and realize that all is well because God, he still rules. He reigns and he is sovereign over everything and everybody. So remember, all is well, not with our natural eye, but with our spiritual eye. Know that all is well because we got a home on high. When we leave here, those who have not accepted Jesus as their Savior, they don't have a home. Their home is right here. But accept him. And I want to extend an invitation to you, those who may not know him or those who may have drifted away. Won't you accept Jesus' invitation to come to him with your burdens and worries, where you'll find peace, you'll find rest, you'll find joy, you'll find salvation and strength, and he'll restore you back to him. Hallelujah. We thank you today, God. I thank you today, God. I don't know if this word hit anybody else, but this word, it hit me right where I am, and that's where Jesus wants to meet you, right where you are. Time is running short, and tomorrow is not promised to us, so don't put it off. Accept his invitation today. It's as easy as when we learned in kindergarten, ABC, ABC, ABCDEFG. No, it's as easy as ABC. First of all you got to do is admit that you're in need of forgiveness. And Romans 3:28 tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So if you say you haven't sinned, you're a lie and the truth ain't in you. Oh, then next you must believe that Jesus died on the cross and he rose again as payment for our sins, my sins and yours. In John 3:16, we all know that. We learned it back in Sunday school. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then next, you just confess, and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. Romans 10:13, everyone, didn't say some, he said everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I thank you. I thank you, God, for your word today. I thank you for your patience, and I thank you for your promises. Oh, God, I thank you that you're with us, hallelujah, even until the ends of time. I thank you, God. God, please grant us peace of mind and calm our troubled hearts. Oh, God, whatever may be troubling us, help us to find rest in you, Lord, remembering you are sovereign and in control of everything. Remind us to wait patiently and find peace in your plans. Sometimes we want to make our own plans, but if they don't line up with your will and your plan, then we must toss those plans to the wayside. And remember, Jeremiah said that God knows the plans that he has for us, and it is to prosper us and to keep us in good health. So let us follow your plans. And when things get difficult, Lord, you're bigger than any problem. You're bigger than any situation that we could possibly encounter. Remember that you're an ever-present help in times of trouble. Help us to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I just thank you. Hallelujah. For your message, hallelujah, and I hope that it touched the hearts and the minds of your people and moved them, God, that they will learn more of you and begin to rest in your peace, and it is in Jesus' name that I pray, hallelujah.